From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. regulators are investigating yet another safety matter involving Toyota, this time targeting the 2010 Prius, the world's best-selling hybrid. From Beijing, NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more.
Spokesperson Ririko Takeuchi said in Tokyo that Toyota had discovered design flaws in the Prius's anti-lock brakes, including some cars exported abroad. She said that the flaw had been corrected for Prius models sold since late January, but that the company had yet to inform consumers about the problem. Complaints in the U.S. and Japan about brakes in the third-generation Prius have now topped 180. Meanwhile, Toyota estimated its ongoing recall of cars with faulty gas pedals will cost the company $2 billion in repairs and lost sales. Despite the problems, Toyota said today that it returned to profitability in the final quarter of 2009. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Toyota, struggling to protect its long-standing safety record, says it is rushing parts to dealers to fix its accelerator problems. Consumer advocate Joan Claybrook says that Toyota should be penalized for the sudden acceleration issues.
Toyota delayed and denied and covered this up, and the maximum penalty is $16.4 million. I think it should be $100 million. I think there should be criminal penalties.
Toyota faces several congressional hearings this month. The anti-Israel group Hamas has denied allegations that it committed war crimes during last year's fighting with Israel in Gaza. Israel has already denied similar allegations. From Jerusalem, Linda Gradstein has details.
Hamas handed its 52-page response to a UN official in Gaza. Hamas said that the killing of three Israeli civilians during the war was an accident and that military installations had been targeted. The New York-based Human Rights Watch, which has also sharply criticized Israel's conduct during the fighting, said that Hamas's claims that its rocket attacks against Israel are not war crimes is factually and legally wrong. Up to 1,400 Palestinians, including hundreds of civilians, and 13 Israelis were killed during the Israeli offensive in Gaza. The UN report has demanded that both Israel and Hamas establish independent commissions of inquiry. Earlier this week, Israel said the army has investigated more than 150 incidents and that two senior army officers were reprimanded for firing artillery shells at populated areas in Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Chinese government is slamming the Obama administration for threatening to take a tougher line with Beijing on currency and trade. Today, the foreign minister's spokesman defended China's policy, saying the value of its currency is reasonable. On Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 200 points at 10,067. This is NPR. Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown is being sworn in today as the newest member of the U.S. Senate. Brown will be serving the final 2 years of the late Senator Ted Kennedy's term. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Brown was planning to be sworn in next week. He said he needed the time to hire a staff and get ready. But he changed course suddenly yesterday, demanding the process be speeded up. Brown's attorney says, quote, there are a number of votes scheduled, and the senator-elect, quote, wants certification to occur immediately. The letter doesn't specify which votes, but several in the next week are expected to be controversial, including confirmation of several Obama administration nominees and possibly a jobs bill. Brown will give the Republicans the 41st vote they need to break the Democrats' supermajority when he replaces the interim senator, Democrat Paul Kirk. Kirk, meantime, is set to make his final speech this afternoon about what he calls the urgent need to move beyond political polarization in the Senate. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
For the fourth time in the last 5 weeks, new unemployment claims are up. In its latest snapshot of first-time applications, the Labor Department saw claims unexpectedly increase by 8,000 to a seasonally adjusted 480,000. The government's report on productivity is also out today. In the final months of 2009, output rose by a seasonally adjusted 6.2%, more than expected. Factories are posting a big gain for the eighth time in the last 9 months. The Commerce Department announced that in December, orders surged by 1%, double what analysts had predicted. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.